A little more than 24 hours away from Shavuos, and we have to have a clarity of what's the Avodas Hayoyim, what Hashpois from the Yontav of Shavuos are we trying to get from this Helig Yontav Abba Aleinu L'Toiva. So I heard from Moiv Rebbe or Meir Stern Shlita, he said this in the Ilas Achag Shavuos, in Tufshin Nun Vav, exactly 30 years ago. He brought down the Sefer HaRekeach Ass from the Rishonim. What's the grace of Simcha on the Yomtif of Shavuos that we're going ahead and we'll be Mesameach with Kabbalah HaTorah? We didn't get the Torah on Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain with the Luchos, and he saw the eagle, and he broke the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu had to beg the Rabbeinu Shloim to forgive Klal Yisrael for the cheta eagle, and to give him another chance, and bring down a new set of luchos. And we actually got the Torah with the new set of luchos first on Yom Kippur. So what's the ganze yomtiv of Vav Sivan? That it's a yomtiv of Shavuos, we be Kabbalas HaTorah, we didn't get the Torah. And he adds that if you look at the Medrash clearly says, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break the Luchos, Klal Yisrael b'chayiv kliya, means total destruction, because they were over Avodah Zarah. Lo yiyeh Elohim achem al panai. You can't have another God. It's only because he broke the luchos and they didn't have the Torah, so that's what freed them and saved them from this death sentence of Kliya. So you mamash see that there was no Kabbalah HaTorah on Vav Sivan. So what's the Yom Tov Shavuos? What are we celebrating? So the Rekeach says, in a few words, like Rishonim's Derech B'chlal is always to be Mekatzer, he says, Mailin b'kodesh v'loy meridin, which literally means we go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. Shalz, what does that mean? So Meir Stern was Masber. The day of Shavuos, Vav Sivan, that day of Matan Torah, there were many things that went on at that point. So although it might be true we didn't get the Torah, because Taka, he broke the Luchos and we didn't have the Torah, so we didn't get the Torah, but what went on then was a Maimon Har Sinai. There was the Maimon Har Sinai of giving the Torah, that remained forever, because Vaharaya, later on, when he begged for a new set of luchos to have Kabbalah HaTorah, there wasn't the new Maimon Har Sinai. It was done quietly. The Rebbeinu Shlomo just gave him a Torah. So Maimon Har Sinai was a one-time thing that happened then, and that's something that remains forever, although it happens to be at that Maimon Har Sinai, we didn't get the Torah yet. So what comes out is that the Yontif of Shavuos is a Yontif not on Kabbalah HaTorah, because we didn't get the Torah, but rather it's a Yontif of about a Maimid of giving the Torah. We didn't get the Torah, but the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Maimid of wanting to give the Torah, that is what we're celebrating on the Yontif of Shavuos. And the Shaila is, what does this mean? How do you understand what's that celebration? The truth is, if you look at the nusuch that we say in our Shemoneh Esrei on Shavuos, Vatiten lonu Hashem Elokeinu b'yavo moyadim l'simcho chagim uzmanim l'sosoy es yoyim chag ha-Shavuos hazeh Zman Matan Teresenu. The Nusach is very meduyik. We don't say it's a Zman of Kabbalah's HaTayra. It wasn't Kabbalah's Torah saying that we got the Torah. But rather it's a day of the Rabbeinu Shel giving. The Maimid of giving. Maimid Har Sinai. That's what the Yontif's about. And the Shaila is, what is this significance of having a Yontif about the Maimid Har Sinai of giving Torah? There's a fascinating Gemara in Psachim on Samach Chesamid Beis, where the Gemara brings a famous machloikis of how you spend Simchas Yontif. Abel Yezza over there said, "Ein loy la adam biyontif ella oy oychel v'shoyse oyshoys oyoyshe v'shoyne." Abel Yezza learned either you could do kuloy lachem. Or do kuloy l'Hashem. Mishua imer, no. Chalkeyu, divide it up. Chetzio l'achilo v'shtiyo, do chatzi l'chem. V'chetzio l'beis ha-medrash, do half for the beis ha-medrash for Hashem. A machloikis on all the yamim tovim. Is a chatzi l'chem, v'chatzi l'Hashem, or is a kuloy l'Hashem and kuloy l'chem. A machloikis how you go ahead and celebrate a Simchas Yontif. But then the Gemara goes on and says something fascinating. Omar Rebbe Lozor, Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres. Everybody agrees when it comes to the Yontif of Shavuos. There's no machlokes in the Yontif of Shavuos how you're supposed to spend it. Because Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres to be Inon Nami Lochem. On Shavuos, of course you need Lochem. It can't be kuloy l'Hashem. My taima, yoim shenitna boi toirahu. It's the day that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah. Nitna boi toirahu was nesina. And the day of giving the Torah, says Rabbi Lazar, you have to have lochem. And the shaila is, what do the rules of Gemara mean? If anything, we would think that the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, which is the day of Mamash Lashem, that's the day I have the ability to be Kulay Lashem. And the Gemara is saying otherwise. The Gemara is saying from Rabbi Lazar that because Shavuos is the day of giving the Torah, there everybody agrees you need Lochem. So what does this mean? Pasha Pshat. So Rashi's oimid on this problem. And Rashi goes ahead and answers this question. Zok Rashi. Everybody agrees the be'inon nami lochem. You have to have lochem. She yismach boy b'maychol v'mishta. That you should rejoice with good food and drinks. Why? Everybody agrees. Laharois shenoyach u'mekubul yoimzel Yisrael. Because you have to show that it's pleasing to you and it's appreciated by you this day of Klal Yisrael, shenitna Torah boy, that the Torah was given. Means Rashi is telling us that the reason why lekulei alma you have to have lochem on Shavuos is because you have to show that you're pleased and you appreciate, it's noyach u'mekubal, this day of giving the Torah. Pashup Shah, what does this mean? You could only show that, Rashi's saying, if you have chatzi lochem. What does that mean? Pashup Shah l'chayr Rashi means is, if you go ahead and do kula lochem on Shavuos, we don't see that you're pleased and you appreciate the giving of the Torah. Because it could just be that intellectually, today's Matan Torah, I'm going to force myself to learn the whole day. I'm going to sit kula l'Hashem. Because intellectually you understood that this is what has to be done for such a day. We don't see in your spending of your day, if you do kula l'Hashem, that you're pleased and you appreciate. It's noyachem akubul yoyim zeh. That's nitna b'tayra. We don't see that you appreciate it. All we see is that maybe just you feel like that's what's needed for today. However, Zokt Rashi, and says the Gemara, if on Shavuos you go ahead with a chatzi lochem and you partake in Maichol Amishteh, on the day of giving the Torah, you're celebrating it with food and drink, what you're showing is something very deep. You're showing that Torah is my life. This is who I am. It's not that I'm forcing my being to do this, but rather with food and drink, you're showing this is a special day. This defines the Yid. And Emela, by partaking in Chatzi Lochem, you're showing it's not two separate lives and two separate entities, but rather your physical being, you, who you are, appreciates that we got Torah, because Torah makes who you are. And therefore, Hakol Moedin Ba'atzeres, Dibi'ino Nami Lochem. Everybody agrees, on Shavuos you have to do Lochem, because that's the only way you're going to show that this is something you appreciate. This is something that's pleasing to you. I'm not forcing myself in Torah. I appreciate it because this defines who I am. But HaKaponim, we see from this Gemara, and it's very meduyik, Yom Shenitna Torah Boy. The celebration is about the giving. Which means we didn't really get the Torah on Shavuos. Kabbalah's Torah didn't actually happen. The Egel made it that the Luchos are broken. It didn't happen too much later. But the giving, the Yoyim of Matan Torah, Nesinas Torah, that Maimid of Har Sinai, the giving of the Torah is what we're celebrating on Shavuos. But again, we have to understand, the same way we're seeing this Yisoid in the Gemara and Pesachim, we have to understand, why is that significant? Why is that important, the day of the giving of the Matan Torah? Kabbalah Satayr, the Maimon Har Sinai. So I want to share with you a Mayridik Pshat, an answer for all these questions. And this Teretz is literally life-altering. It changes your whole mindset and your relationship to Torah. We just laid Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar is always before Shavuos, and it begins Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam spoke to Moshe at Midbar Sinai. There's a famous medrash on this pasuk. Mikan shonu chachomim. Chazal learned out. Begimel dvorim nitna ha-Torah. The Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, was given with three nekudas, 3 points, 3 significant parts. Ba'esh, b'mayim, u'b'midbar. And the Medrash goes on to talk about all three of them. Eish, says the Medrash, v'har Sinai oshan kuloi. The pasuk says clearly at Har Sinai, the whole mountain was on flames. V'pnei asher yored alav Hashem ba'esh, the Medrash came down in fire. And therefore, Maimed Har Sinai was a Maimed that happened with fire. And that's one of the 3 significant parts of Kabbalah Satayr that was done with fire. So Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal, the son of the Brisker Rav, explains what's the significance that Maimon Har Sinai was with fire. He explained Because the Torah is trying to give over our message that Limud HaTorah has to be done with a burning flame of Ahavas HaTorah. You have to have a burning love for Torah. And that was the message why Hashem came down in fire, to teach us about the burning love you need for Torah. Rav David Soloveitchik said, he remembers once he bumped in a Zaken Echad, an old man, and the old man told him that he was by the Beis Halevi, the grandfather. His father was the Brisker Rav, his father was Rav Chaim, his father was the Beis Halevi. So a great grandfather. A Yid that told me he was by the Beis Halevi. And this Yid told me he remembers when the Beis Halevi was sitting and learning, he heard how the Beis Halevi said, Omar Abaya, Omar Abaya, Omar Abaya. He said it almost like 10 times, Omar Abaya. And he realized it was the burning love for Torah that he got such an enjoyment just out of the words of Omar Abaya. This is what he told me over 8 Nemon, said Rav David Soloveitchik. He heard this from an elder Yid who was by the Beis Halevi, and he saw and he felt the burning love that the Beis Halevi had with Torah. But what's the pshat? Why is it so important? And that's the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos, that we have to know about Maimon Har Sinai, to know these different elements. And one of them is the element of fire, to give over the message to every Yid that you have to have a burning love for Torah. Why is it important to have a burning love for Torah? Why is that part of Kabbalah HaTorah, to have a burning love? And the truth is, it's brought down l'halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Tur, in Simen Mem Zayin, when he talks about Birchas HaTorah, the Torah says beferish, when you make your Birchas HaTorah in the morning, v'yechavin bebirchosoy, when you're making your bracha, ha-shebocha rabbanu, have in mind, on Maimin Har Sinai, that Hashem was hishmi'onu dvorov mitoicha esh. He gave us the Torah through fire. V'nasalana Torah se'akadosh. He gave us his Torah through fire. Why is that a chiluk? Every morning when I say Birchas HaTorah, after a member says the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, you have to have in mind, be mechavin, when you're making your bracha in the morning, to think about Maimon Har Sinai that was done with fire. Why is it important to remember the fire of Maimon Har Sinai? L'chayra, what he means is, the fire means the burning love. That's what fire represents. But that's important when I say Birchas HaTorah. Why? And a third area where you see this is every morning we say the bracha of Ahava Rabba. The bracha that we say before Kriya Shema, where we beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be zoicha the Torah. The same bilibeinu bina. Lahavid Lahaskin Lishmaya Lilmoidulamid Lishmar Velasis Lakayat, a grace of bracha, begging for Siyat Nishmaya in our learning. Agav, I have to tell you, I heard this from Moshe Shimon Shapiro, Shlita. Moshe Shimon Shapiro, grace of Tzadik and Talmud Chacham here in Lakewood. He said over, I remember hearing this a number of years ago. He says, he remembers once, by Rav Shneur Kotler Zatzal, one Shavuos morning, I guess they were running late, they're trying to make that Shavuos morning V'sikin Davening, you have to start Shemana Esrei at sunrise. So they hurried up the whole Ahava Rabba Tefillah, because they were trying to speed through it to get to Shemana Esrei on time. After Davening, the Shiva Rav Shneur Kotler Zatzal came over to the Shatz and said, it's nish kedai to give up the Ahava Rabba Tefillah to make the Inyan of V'sikin. It's not kedai. For the mile of having Shemana Esrei at sunrise, you're giving up Tefillah's Ahava Rabba? That was the musa that he gave him. So you see how powerful this tefillah is of Ava Rabba. But I'll upon him, in this tefillah that we beg the Rabbi Shalom every day, that we should be zoicha to understand Torah, we begin the bracha, Ava Rabba Avtanu. An overwhelming love and an overabundance of love. You loved us. Or Avas Oilam, a forever, everlasting love. Divin Eschayis. Why is that part of the tefillah of asking for success in Torah? Why in the world, how does the love that Hashem has for you have anything to do with your Torah? Somehow, we're bringing in the inyan of love, and here it's the love that Hashem has for you, with the bracha of begging Hashem, the tefillah of asking for success in Torah. How does that come together? I'm going to answer all these three horrors with a great story that Reb Leib Bax Zatzal said over that happened with the Or Sameach, Ramea Simcha Medvinsk, the Heilige Or Sameach, the Meshech Chachma. The story goes like this. Reb Leib Bax had someone in his mishpacha that was a chavrusa with the Or Sameach. He was zeicha to learn the chavrusa with the Or Sameach. With the Meshech Chachma, Mea Simcha. And once, when they were learning together, they got stuck on a Shvera Taisis. And the Chavruso with their Mea Simcha are hurving on the Taisis, trying to figure it out. And then Mamish, after Yigia Rabba, Mamish Emes Amelos, you can imagine Meshech Chachma's, the Mea Simcha's Amelos. And after Mamish, the Amelos and everything, it wasn't going. They weren't understanding Shana Taisis. So Mea Simcha closes Gemara. And he said, we have to stop. And we have to daven to the Rabbanu Shlomo. Let's stop to be mafsik and daven that we should be zoichet to understand places. But he told his chavrusa, what you should ask the Rabbanu Shlomo is not to understand places. He said, no, that's not what we're davening for. Daven that you should love Torah. This is what he told him. Daven that you should love Torah. He didn't explain himself, he just said, Davin should love Torah. So they're both a mafsik, and they both daven to their brothers and they should love Torah. And sure enough, after they finished davening, they came back to the Taisvis, and they started harving on Taisvis, and they understood Taisvis. So after the Seder that they learned, this Chavrusa asked Rameya Simcha, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, please explain to me, why was the tefillah that you wanted us to daven should be that we should love Torah? Love Torah? Of course we love Torah. Why wouldn't we daven to understand the Torah? So Rameya Simcha answered him with a mashal. He says, imagine a mother and a father have to go away somewhere. They have a chasana, let's say. So they leave the baby with a babysitter. The babysitter comes in to babysit the baby. What happens is, in the middle of a few hours while the baby's sitting, the baby starts crying. And the baby's crying, and the babysitter's trying the passy, and trying the bottle, and trying the blanket, and all the different things, and somehow the baby's not calming down. And the baby's crying and crying and crying. Sure enough, the phone rings, Baruch Hashem, the mother's on her way home for the chasen already. And mamish, the baby's crying, and the babysitter can't soothe the baby. Finally, the mother walks in, and the mother picks up the baby, and right away, knows what the baby wants, and the baby stops crying. So the babysitter can't get over it. How'd you know what the baby wanted? I tried everything, it didn't work. How, somehow, you just soothed the baby. So the mother explained, at the same way, when your hand, you have a pain in your toe, let's say, or your finger, your whole body hurts. It's not just the toe or your finger, it's your whole being. It's my baby. And a mother has such a connection of love to the baby that one goof. And mainly the mother feels and understands what the baby needs. So Rameya Simcha went ahead and told his chavrusa, based on this mashal, The reason why I told you that we have to daven to love Torah, because if we really love Torah and we're one with Torah, we'll understand the Torah. If we're not understanding the Torah, it's because we're lacking in our love for Torah. And therefore, we daven to really love Torah, and you saw, we understood it. Because at the end of the day, said Rav Meir Simcha, Yisroel v'Yiraisa v'Kutchabrichu Chadhu, we're all one. And when we really become one with love, feeling it, we'll understand it. So we're seeing from here a Moiridiki Yisoid. The Yomtif of Shavuos, like we said over from the Rekeach, is a Yomtif about Maimid Har Sinai, the giving of the Torah. What's significant about giving the Torah? What was significant in Maimid Har Sinai? One of the elements that was significant was the fire that it was given with. The fire that was given with, explained Rav David Soloveitchik, is based on the burning love that we all must have for Torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to convey that message. And that's what we're celebrating on Shavuos, the Maimon Har Sinai, to internalize the importance of love for Torah, to have a burning love for Torah. And that's why the Torah says you have to have in mind every day of Birchas HaTorah about the fire of Maimon Har Sinai. And that's why in Ahava Rabbah we mention the love that Hashem has for us. Because when it comes to love, it's Kemayim Panim Al Panim. When you feel someone loves you, you naturally love them back. That's how it works. Kemayim Panim Al Panim. Like the reflection of a face in the water. It works. It's a two-way street. When you feel loved, you give back love. That's how it works. And the mela, the tefillah that we're gonna have to ask to be matzliach in our Torah, the same do we beinu bina love alaskil, begins with realizing how much Hashem loves you. Hashem has an everlasting, overabundance of love to you, and the mela automatically. Kimayim panim al panim, you feel love back to Him. And when you feel a burning love, then the same bilibeinu bina lahavinu lahaskil, you can be zoicha to understand the Torah. We have to understand, we have a very big mistake in what it means, this word love. People think, like I told you over at Meir Stern, people say, I love ice cream. If you really loved ice cream, you wouldn't devour it like that a minute later and it'd be gone. I thought you loved the ice cream. You would treat it with respect. You wouldn't go devour it and it's gone. But rather, says Rav Meir Stern, you love yourself, and therefore you treat yourself to ice cream. But you don't love ice cream. Love, the word ahava, the Svarim tell us, comes from the word hav. Ahava has the word hav. Hav means to give. Love is developed by giving. You know, when a person, I'm going to say something very sharp now, but sometimes it's good to hear some truth. When a person gets engaged and he says, oh, I love my kala, or he gets married, or I love my wife, it's impossible. You don't really love your kala, love your wife. You don't even know them yet. You love yourself and you're excited to have a kala. You love yourself and you're happy to be married and have a wife. Love comes from giving. It takes years to create a real relationship of love. It's years of giving, years of work, years of investment. That's real love. Everything else is fake and empty. It's selfish. You love yourself. That's what it is. It's nothing to do with your wife or your cow or anything. It's all selfish. Like you love your ice cream. That's all it is. When a bachur wants to know, Rebbe, so how do I get to love Torah? The answer is this. The same way if you want to love your wife. It's work. It's investment. It's years of giving. How? You give. And that's how you develop a love, a beautiful marriage, a loving relationship. Doesn't happen overnight. So too with the Torah. If you intellectually could understand the value of Torah, how it's your oxygen, literally, the makar of all your success, both here in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. It's everything that defines a yid of who you are. Without it, you're nothing. Like we spoke about in the beginning of the Zman in regard to counting Sfira. If you intellectually understand what Torah is, the value it has, and you start giving for Torah, you start giving up of yourself and investing yourself in Torah, then you could develop a burning love for Torah. But if you're sitting back by Seder, chilled, just trying to be Yotza and get through the Maror Mekayimus, and you have no real interest, it's not Noyach Umekubal Yoyim Zeh Shenitna Boi Torah. You don't really appreciate, you're not pleased that Hashem gave us the Torah. Now that He gave it to us, I feel like I have to just do it. That's like the guy who's doing Kula Lashem on Shmuas. And we don't see that Torah is his life, and he appreciates it. The only way you could develop a burning love for Torah and show that you're pleased and you appreciate the fact that Hashem gave us Torah is if you show that this is what I want. I'm ready to invest myself because I realize its value. And I'm going to keep giving. Have. Then you'll have an ahava for Torah. If we come to Seder and you force yourself to learn, you have no interest, your heart is elsewhere, and you just want to be Yotza, so you force yourself to do what you got to do, it's no wonder you can't understand Tosfos. How do you expect to understand Tosfos? You have no interest in Tosfos. There's no love for Tosfos. How do you expect to understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger? You have no interest in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You'd better off if it didn't exist. You have no choice. You got to be here. The moment you start valuing Torah, you value a Tosfos, you value Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you realize how empty your life is without Torah. And therefore you're ready to invest yourself and give for Torah. Then you'll see developing a burning love, like a loving relationship, Be'ezer Hashem, one day with your wife. It comes from years of investment. And you have to develop the burning love for Torah. And the truth is, this is the Nusuch that Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, in the beginning of Shar Dalet. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, Ha'emes, in truth, Doyreis HaRishonim, the earlier generations, Hayakvuim kol yameyem beesik behegyon Torah seinak doisha. They would talk a kavua with a constant continuity or ritzifus in their learning. Vishalheves avas Torah seinu akadoisha, and the flame of the burning love of Torah, hayaboyer belibim, was burning in their hearts keesh boyeres, like a fire that burns. When you commit yourself to Torah and you give, it develops a burning love. And this is Taka what the Medrash Tanchuma writes in Parshas Noach, a fascinating Medrash. It's kedai to learn through it yourself. It's such an arichus. But a little bit, I'll share with you what he says. He writes, Al Torah Shabal Peh Nemar. There's two Torahs. There's Torah Shabiksav, it's the Chumash, and Torah Shabal Peh. On Torah Shabal Peh, the Pasuk describes it, Loi Timotze Be'eretz Achayim. You're not going to find it in the land of the living. My Loi Timotze Be'eretz Achayim. What does it mean you don't find it in the land of the living? Do you find the land of the dead? What are the worlds of Pasuk talking about? It's a Pasuk at Iyuv, in Perichav Chas. Elo Shaloi Timotze Torah Shabal Peh. What the Pasuk means is, you're not going to find Torah Shabal Peh. People that are looking for the delights of the world, Taiva V'Kavoy Negdula Boilam Hazeh. They're looking for all the taivas and all the honor and all the gedula in Olam Hazeh. They want to live it up. You're not going to find Torah Shabal Peh by them. They're not going to be zoichat to understand the taisvis and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ela b'mi shameimis atzmo yaleo. Unless you're ready to kill yourself for Torah. Shenema zoysa Torah adam kiyomus ba'ayil. V'kachi darka shal Torah, like the Mishnah says, pas b'melach toichel. Your commitment to Torah has to be that even if it comes to eating bread and water, my Mesurah Tishteh, simplicity, I'm committed to learn because I value Torah, and the commitment is, even if I don't have all the delights, l'fisha l'ikaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bris im Yisrael, and you should know the treaty that Hashem has with the Yid, the real bond between you and Hashem is not Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is easy to read a pasuk in Chumash. It's Torah Shebal Peh. That's the real bond, says the Medrash, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Shehi kasha lilmoid. It's so hard to learn Torah Shebal Peh. Tahorva on a Taisus, Tahorva on a Gemara. V'yesh butzar godol. There's a lot of pain. Shei mushul al chayshech. It begins in darkness. You don't have understanding. And it takes time. And therefore you have to invest and give. V'loi kiblu Yisrael as a Torah at shekof aleim har kegigas. Klal Yisrael wasn't ready to take the Torah until they were forced with the mountain on top of their head. Although you might ask, Vim Toimar, I thought they said Nasa V'Nishma, Frek the Medrash. They said, we want to accept it. The answer is, says the Medrash, they wanted to accept Torah Shebiksav. I'll do the Chumash, that's easy. Read a Pasuk. That they said Nasa V'Nishma to. Abazok the Medrash. Nasav and Ishma was on Torah Shebiksav, She'ein bo yegiyah v'tzar. There's no toil, no pain, just read the Pasuk. V'hima'at, and it's so small, it's very easy. I can accomplish it all. Obal Torah Shebal Peh, She'yesh bo dikduke mitzvahs kalas v'chamurois. And zok the Medrash, V'hi'azo kamoves, V'kosha kish'ol kinasa. It's brazen like death. You gotta kill yourself for Torah Shabal Peh. It's so tough to acquire it, as if going down to the grave, says the Medrash. So such learning, ain loymin oisa elamisha oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you learn Torah Shabal Peh, and you're harvesting Torah Shabal Peh, that shows real love to Hashem. That's really investing yourself. And that develops Ahavas HaTorah, a burning love for Torah. And that's the real bond that the Baruch Hashem has with the Yid. And the Medrash ends off, Lamedcha, that if a person does this, L'fikach Matan Schara, the reward, if a person invests himself in Torah, his reward Matan Skaras La'ulam Haba. His real reward, although he brings out so much bracha in his life here in Olam Hazeh, his life is rich in Olam Hazeh, but the real reward, which is infinite, is going to be in Olam Haba. The Or Gadol, La Mele Torah, the people that toil in Torah, U'b'schusam Olam Ayman, the whole world stands and exists because of these people. These are the words of the Medrash. This is a Mayridiki Yesoid. Now we're having an understanding of what the Yontif of Shavuos is about. The Yontif of Shavuos, even though we didn't get the Torah, but it's about internalizing the secret of how we're going to be Zoichet the Torah. Being Zoichet the Torah is through a burning love for Torah. A fiery, burning love for Torah. That's the only way you're really zoich at the Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh needs a commitment. And it's an investment. And no different than a marriage. I hate to break the news to you. Young Bachram think, you know, if I find my right zivig, it's very easy to make a beautiful marriage. And that's a big mistake. Don't think having a beautiful Shalom Bayis comes easy. Nobody has a beautiful Shalom Bayis that came easy. Anybody who's zoicha to a beautiful Shalom Bayis and has a beautiful loving relationship with their wife, it's because they worked hard and invested themselves in it. Ahava comes from hav, from giving, and they gave and gave and invested. Nobody has a beautiful marriage without that. Nobody. There's no exceptions to this rule. Don't fool yourself. You'll remember this for life. And I tell you, it's the same thing with Torah. To have a burning love for Torah, to be matzliach in Torah Shebal Peh, which that's the bond that Hashem has with every Yid. Not learning Chumash. Torah Shebal Peh is the bond. That's the bris. It only comes if you're really ready to invest yourself, to give. If you give for Torah, which is taka kasha, he says. It's hard. But you're ready to give because you value what it is. You realize the value of it. And you want that bond with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And you want that Tzchai Leilam Haba, which that's my purpose here in this world. And you make that commitment, which that's what Shavuos is about. Coming to that realization, to be ready to commit ourselves. I'm committing myself to develop a burning love for Torah. I'm going to make this loving relationship with the Torah. And that commitment is what the Yontif of Shavuos is about. Just want to end off. In Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Chav Ches, in Sif Dalet, it says, La'olam Koyrim Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Koydom Atzeres. You always need to read Parshas Bamidbar before you go into Shavuos. It's a requirement. Shulchan Aruch says, Simen, the way to remember this criteria that we need to read Bamidbar, Simen Monu Ve'itzru. Count the Yidden, and then go Itzru, go into Atzeres, go into Shavuos. That's the Simen, says the Shulchan Aruch, of how you remember Bamidbar, the counting, and then we go into Atzeres. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita says a beautiful pshat of why we need to have Bamidbar, the counting, before you go into Shavuos. He says, because every Yid needs to internalize the message that it's personally to me. You know what it means that we count you? Sometimes we look at ourselves as part of a big group. And I don't make a difference. It's the group. I'm just one of a group. I'm one of 100. I'm one of 1,000. I'm just part of a big group. A group of B'nai Torah and Kal Yisrael. That's how we view ourselves. It's a Yetzirah in our brain. The reality is, and that's what Parshat Midbar is about, we count every Yid. And the Nusach we use is Su'u Es Roish. We raise up each head. Because by counting, we make you realize, and we have to internalize this message before we go into Shavuos, that if Hashem created me, He needs me, and therefore I count. And what I could accomplish in my tafkin in this world, the same chalkeinu b'sarasecha, my chalik in Torah, of what I'm down here in this world for, nobody can accomplish it but me. And I have a personal relationship with Hashem. He's counting me and He needs me. And says Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, this is the message that every Yid needs to know before you go into Shavuos. That I personally have to make a burning love with Torah, because Hashem is waiting for me. Manu v'itzru. Count and then go into Atzeres. This is the message of the Yontav of Shavuos, that we have to realize how much you as an individual make a difference. And then you're going to come into Shavuos with a real Kabbalah HaTorah, a real commitment that I finally want to go ahead and develop a burning love for Torah, Be'ezer Hashem.